You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is green.
Well, everywhere.
Almost. It's soon to be green. What, this Sunday?
Yeah.
Let's ask the expert. The Reverend,
I like that.
The Reverend William Wheaton, Director of Worship for the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Father, Pastor.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Oh, that's a good title.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Thanks for coming in to the coffee hour, having some coffee hour time with us.
Hey, how could I turn down coffee, you know,
as
I sip my water?
It is. We've had white, we've had red, and now it's green.
It's Kermit season, dude.
I'm talking about liturgical colors. What is the green season? Oh, I mean, you look around us, though, and everything's greening up
it
around
green,
here.
Yeah.
I don't know where, you know, where
not
you
not so much
live,
down
but,
under, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. For our listeners in Australia down under, it's kind of cooling off, I bet.
Yeah.
So, but it's still the green season in the church year.
It is.
What is the green season?
Okay, so you're calling it the green season because if you walk into church, the thing you'll notice up front is that the color hanging around, both around the pastor's neck and on the altar and on the pulpit and lectern is green. The paraments and the vestments are green. And they actually continue that way for a very long time. It's the longest uninterrupted season of the church year. In fact, we divide the church year into two parts, the half year of our Lord and the half year of the church. The green season is the half year of the church, semester ecclesiae. And this half year of the church is actually a little longer than the half year of the Lord. It's not really a half year. It's like a little bit more than a half year. And during the first part of the church's year, when the colors were changing all the time, we were tracking along in the life of Jesus. So, you know, the promise of his coming, his birth, his circumcision, the manifestation, the wise men, the epiphany. You tracked all the way through to the culminating in Easter and Pentecost. But this time of the church here, it's not really focusing on any specific actions of Jesus' life, but rather letting us soak in his teachings. And green is so great for this because we think about how things stay green. They need to be watered. Psalm 1, right? It's in the background there. So you need to be a tree planted by by these living waters of the Word of God. And as we let the teachings of Jesus just sort of soak in through us during these days, our lives will bear fruit and be green. It's sort of why the green predominates during that time.
So we have, you mentioned the time of the church.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season after Pentecost.
Mm-hmm.
It's the season after Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
It's also ordinary time?
Ordinary time is, yeah. I mean, so it has all these different names. Let's sort of unpack that. Sundays after Pentecost probably is the way that it was just originally referred to, because the Pentecost used to be the last big festival before this time began. And this time then, The octave of Pentecost came to celebrate another feast in the medieval Western Church, and that was Trinity, Holy Trinity. And in all of Northern Europe, they just began calling the Sundays afterwards then the Sundays after Trinity. But you could call them the Sundays after Pentecost. It's just whether or not you're going to have your numbers are going to be off by one, depending on which day you're marking time from. But either way, it's not Pentecost season. It's not Trinity season. It's the season after Pentecost, the season after Trinity. And in the liturgical forms the Roman Catholic Church did in the 1960s, they adopted the term ordinary time to describe it as, you know, the day. But this is tricky because for them, ordinary time also are the Sundays after Epiphany and then the Sundays after. So that's why ordinary time for them is just not quite the same thing. It's not quite coterminous with what we would call the green season, the Trinity season.
So what is it when it's not ordinary time? Extraordinary?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's like we redeem the time, you know? So if it's not ordinary time for them, it's going to be Advent or Christmas or Epiphany. It has another name. If it doesn't have a name, and that's really the key, these are the Sundays after, they don't have names. Mm-hmm. So
ordinary.
They're just ordinary Sundays. Yeah, it's just a regular old Sunday.
What are some of your highlights or favorites of this season?
Okay, so this season, even though it's long and ordinary green, it does have these things that puncture and interrupt the time in the regular calendar of the church here. And there are several of these festivals that we should sort of pick out and talk about. One of them, the first one that you really bump into, is the Nativity of St. John the Baptist on the 24th of June. Wow, this is really cool. St. Bede the Venerable said, is it this neat? This only works in the Northern Hemisphere. He said, John said, he must increase while I must decrease. So after the birth of our Lord, the Nativity of our Lord, the light increases. And after the Nativity of St. John the Baptist, the light decreases. Cool. Okay, I love that one. The next one that's kind of like a huge day in the church's year is the Festival of Saints Peter and Paul on the 29th of June. In fact, the first third of this Trinity or Pentecost or whatever we're going to call it season is sometimes called Apostles' Tide. After this feast, the day of St. Peter and Paul is one of the oldest festivals observed by tradition, martyred the same day, not necessarily the same year, in Rome. So they shed their blood on that day, marked long, long, long time. Then you move to the next big feast is the commemoration of St. Lawrence, the martyr and deacon. The guy who was roasted on the gridiron, the guy who said, you know, as he's dying, he's like, turn me over, I'm done on this side. You know, I mean, the gutsy martyr, the guy who, when they said, you give us the treasure of the church, assembled all the poor and presented them and said, here are the treasures of the church. It's a beautiful moment. So that season is called Lawrence Tide, also focusing then on the Church of Love. That's really the readings kind of group around that. Oh, and I should have mentioned that we also have in the 1 year series, the readings reflect like, you hear about Peter's catch of fish on a Sunday very near to the commemoration of St. Peter and Paul. Then the next big one is St. Michael and All Angels, mm-hmm. the 29th of September. We thank God for the protection of the angels. And then the theme of the church militant, the church at war with the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. This is a theme that we'll be running through some of the readings. You'll see it before and after, called Michaelmas, St. Michael's and All Angels. And for Lutherans, of course, we can't ignore that. At the end of October, there's the Reformation. And then the next Sunday, or actually the days butt up next to each other, but we usually split them apart and stick them on one Sunday and the other. All Saints Day. And All Saints kind of inaugurates a time that wraps up the green season with a focus on death and judgment. Some of the Lord's great parables are read during that month. November is frequently called the month of the dead for this reason, because the focus on death and judgment is there.
Yeah.
Those are the big ones to me. Mm.
That's a lot of dates to mark on my calendar.
You know, so, all you got to do is open your hymnal, and they're in the beginning. You know, they're right there.
And that's a good point. Like, how can, I mean, unless people like write these down while they're listening, where can people find these dates, and how can they
get what they mean? Sure.
Maybe?
I'm so glad you asked. Because, you can look in the hymnal and look up the calendar, and that's fine. But if you pull out your handy-dandy iPhone or Android, if you have to.
That was subtle.
I'm an Apple guy. You know that. And you pull out Pray Now. App, this is a great app. It's one of the most amazing apps CPH has ever put out. It will do your treasury of daily prayer. It will automatically put them in for you every single day. So if there's a special day that's coming along.
Today's the visitation
in the 3 year series. Yeah. If you're in the 3 year, you have to wait till June or July 2nd in the 1 year series to get to that, which you see why they changed it, because you've celebrated the Nativity of St. John on the 24th of June, and then you celebrate the Visitation on July 2nd, and you go, this is hurting my mind. This is, you know, not going together. So they tried to make it a little more consistent by putting it ahead in the new series.
We have just under a minute left. The season, while there are different names for it, mm-hmm. It's easier just to call it the green season.
The green season.
Because we can all agree on that,
yeah,
right?
That's a good title.
We can all
it
agree
works.
On that. It begins, we officially go green this Sunday, right?
This coming Sunday.
Because
right.
Last Sunday was still white.
It's white for the Feast of Holy Trinity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this Sunday goes green and pretty much so stays green with a few of those minor
interruptions,
festivals.
Right.
Those interruptions until Advent.
Until the Sunday before Advent, which is the last Sunday of the church year. And this is the great day that we have the reading of the parable of the wedding feast. Mm-hmm. You know, wake awake for night is flying is the hymn that day.
I love that hymn. Great.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
It's so good.
Yeah. Awesome.
The green season, that's what we'll just agree on it as that. The Reverend William Whedon, Director of Worship for the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thanks for being our guest here on the Coffee Hour.
Thank you so much.
Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.